StormLakeRadio.com. Chris Bachman visiting with Storm Lake Wrestling coach Ben Seaman. We have an opportunity to promote the Tornadoes and your season, coach, because it gets started here coming up on Thursday night.
Yep. Seems like we just started, and we're already into the meat portion of the season, and from then on it's rolling.
I look at your schedule, coach, and you're rolling as in the bus get rolling because you're on the road an awful lot.
Yeah, it's just kind of one of those years and how it works out when you rotate triangulars and quads that some years you have five and some years you have one, and lucky we have two this year, and it'll be nice to those two home duels to wrestle at home.
Ben, you had quite the year a season ago. Remind Tornado fans about, you know, maybe some of the accomplishments and maybe some of the things you're looking to build on here this year.
Yeah, we finished second in the Lakes Conference in the dual portion behind Spirit Lake. We finished third at the conference tournament, which is, if we're in those top three, that's where we want to be at least, and hoping that we can put it together and win both of those this year. We had two state qualifiers, Milton Duarte at 106 and Christopher Shima at 120. They both returned this year, which is nice to have some state guys working in the room and pushing everybody else.
Yeah, Shima now is junior year, Duarte at sophomore season. Other returners that you'll see on the mat an awful lot this year?
You'll see George Sandoval at heavyweight, Moises De La Cruz at 220, Alonzo Rios in the 130 area, Logan Brown's another senior, as well as Devon Swain. Those seniors are going to be good leaders for us. And then we have a variety of sophomores that saw some varsity time last year that'll be in the mix.
Yeah, I see a lot of sophomores and a lot of juniors on this year's roster, coach.
Yeah, we have a big junior and big sophomore class. We only have three seniors, so a lot of them will be back even next year, kind of looking ahead, and we have a real good freshman class that came in as well.
Yeah, with this group, what do you do for wrestling room as far as room to get all these kids some quality practice?
Yeah, it becomes quite the puzzle piece to kind of shuffle everyone around. You got a lot of bodies flying and trying to avoid as many hit and runs as mm-hmm. possible. We split them up amongst weight room and running and try to get them as much mat time as possible.
Tell me about the matchups now on Thursday as you get the season started.
Yeah, we wrestle at Sioux Rapids with Sioux Central and Pocahontas. Pocahontas typically has a very strong team. They have a very rich tradition up there. And Sioux Central, not usually a ton of guys on their squad, but every guy they have will be quality, so we have to be ready for each of those duels.
You mentioned Lakes Conference results a moment ago. What does Spirit Lake have coming back this year?
Spirit Lakes, they're going to have some tough guys, especially through the lower weights in the middle part of the lineup for them. I think that we can match up with them and push them. Spencer and Emmitsburg and Lamar, they're going to be tough as well. So there's really no night off as far as the conference schedule goes.
Yeah, I kind of looked at your schedule. December 8th, Thursday, Spencer Lamar's. That'll be a good double duel.
Yeah, right out of the chute. As far as the conference schedule goes, that's a top notch one to open up with. Spencer, they won, eight conference titles in a row, and, mm-hmm. and Lamar is another 3A program with some talent in their lineup.
Well, Ben, let's keep in touch. Thanks bunch for the time, and get busy in that wrestling room, and Thursday night on the mat for the real deal, Sioux Rapids, the site. Thank you much for your time.
You bet. Thanks, Chris.
Coach Seaman joining us here at StormLakeRadio.com.